Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive live on Chai FM. My name is Chad Thomas. I'm joined now by Professor Keith Engel, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. Prof, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think we all get a bit of a scare and a little bit of a lump in the throat when we talk about tax. We're always very nervous when it comes to tax. You can be as tax compliant as possible, but there's this hidden fear always of the tax man. So, yeah, it must be a very interesting profession given what's happened in our country and given what's happened with SARS. But that's not the topic today. The topic today is, should we expect a shift in international taxation in 2021 given the impact of COVID? Prof?
Well, I think we're in a state of confusion. I think the real problem that we're having is that the governments need to raise more money. On the other hand, they know if they raise taxes, they're going to hurt the economy. So right now the governments are mixed. They're not sure which way they're going. So right now they're going for the easy route. The easy route is to tax people that are perceived as evil, or to tax foreigners or people who are perceived to be very rich. So you're seeing a wealth tax being discussed all around the world, in the UK, the United States, other places, bringing back wealth taxes. When you're looking at international, they're going after the big companies where they're making super profits. So you look at the Googles, the Amazons, where those are at. So you see the rise of digital taxation. And then what you see is the OECD trying to rearrange the international paradigm to favor the locals over the foreigners. Those are the trends that are beginning to emerge.
Given what you've said and looking at the South African fiscus, we all got afraid when we heard that South Africa hadn't made its payments to COVAX on time in respect of this joint initiative to bring the vaccine to South Africa. Do we have a problem with our fiscus? Are we collecting as much money as we should be? And are we on target in respect of revenue collection in South Africa?
Well, we're definitely way behind. I think the COVID put us very, very behind, and we're much more than they originally thought. We didn't have the money for the lockdown. We've come back pretty strongly, but what you're going to find is people are a lot tighter. And so the real issue that the government is facing is they could try to raise taxes on the mainly compliant, but what you start doing then is you start hurting your productive income. The problem is they've got to go after the people that are outside the system. And that's not a legislative change. That's going to be a SARS change in capacity. And the problem is they only have so much capacity, they can only get it so quickly. So you'll see the Davis Committee Reborn has been focusing much more on operations and legislation. They could make a panic move like a solidarity tax or something like that. But whatever you do, then you're going to be hitting the productive side. And what happens is if you're too rough on the productive side, you're going to see more immigration. This is the problem with wealth taxes. Already you've seen, as a result of COVID, a rise in more people leaving. And we only have so much wealth here, and that wealth is leaving. So government's got to be very, very careful how they proceed. But I don't expect the revenue tax increases to come too much through next year. They don't have that ability. They're going to have to rely on a revenue service. And if they're smart, they put more revenue into the revenue service.
Is SARS recapacitated after what we've seen from 2014 until now?
Well, they're not where they were. I mean, look, SARS has had a drain of capacity for a while. They've tried to restore a lot. I think the commissioner is really trying hard. He's put a lot of people back where they belong. But picking up new people is difficult. One, he needs money, and they're not able to give him so much. And two, once people have left, it's hard to bring them back. So there are a number of initiatives to do that, and I think things are better than they were a year ago, definitely. But the problem is they're not only being expected to restore the situation where they were 2-3 years ago, but they have to go 2 or 3 steps beyond where they ever were. And getting that capacity takes a lot more time and a lot more work, and it's going to take a lot more initiatives. One initiative the commissioner is talking about is better cross-sharing of information. So that one of the problems the government has is they don't share information with each other. So if government can be better at that, that may help them as well.
Prof, I'm going to be giving you a call so our listeners can hear more from you in early Jan-Feb of 2021. Your insight is incredible. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That was Professor Keith Engel. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Institute of Tax Professionals, and he took us right inside what we should expect with regards to international taxation in 2021.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.